It's July, the England netball squad are back from their training camp in South Africa, and things are really hotting up. I'm Lindsay, thanks for being with me on Courtside, the official England netball podcast, where this time it's all about the countdown to the Commonwealth Games. I find out how the England netballers receive their famous red dresses, we meet England's secret weapon when it comes to Australia, and Claire Balding drops in to add her support ahead of this very special summer of netball. Okay, this time I'm getting right to the centre of things. Excellent netball pun there. I'm in Nottingham today, where I'm hoping to catch up with the squad before they head off to their kitting out session, which is the moment when they pick up their full Team England kit ahead of the Commonwealth Games. Now, if you've been keeping an eye on England netball social media channels, you'll have seen that it's been a massive week of reunions for the England Roses. The athletes who play out in Australia have returned to the fold, so Helen Housby, Jeeva Mentor, Ebony Ozura Brown, Stacey Francis Bayman, and Joe Harton. And I've come here to a hotel just on the edge of Nottingham to meet one of those players. Her elite netball career spans 18 seasons and started when she signed for Team Bath when she was just 16 years old. She made her senior debut for the Roses in 2010 and has two Netball World Cup bronze medals and one Commonwealth bronze to her name. And just a few short weeks ago, she helped West Coast Fever win their first ever Australian domestic title in the Suncourt Super Netball. You've guessed it. It's Stacey Francis Bayman. Welcome to Courtside, Stacey.
Thank you so much. That was a nice intro.
It's a really gorgeous day here in Nottingham, isn't it? There's blue skies. We're sitting outside on a terrace. There are trees in the background, just a light breeze blowing, which I'm very grateful for, because you've come from Australia, but I'm absolutely boiling here in the UK. How does it feel to hear all those credits read back to you?
It feels old. No, it's wicked. I'm in an incredible place, I think, in my career. And you don't often get to sit and reflect on the things that you've achieved because we're so ambitious to continue to achieve more. But it is nice to have it read back to you out loud.
It's not a bad list, really, is
no.
it? Not bad at all. No rest for you, of course, though. When did you fly back to the UK after the historic win?
Yeah, so we won the grand final on Sunday the 3rd. And then we had our awards dinner on the Monday. And then we flew out on the Tuesday, got back into England on the Wednesday.
So it's absolutely packed for you at the moment.
It has. It's been very busy. Lots of packing, but I'm a pretty organised person and a good planner, and we knew what the turnaround would be, and I knew that I was coming home for good. So yeah, things have been pretty well organised, although I was still aggressively over my weight limit when I got to the airport.
But talking about Australia, the Suncorp Super Netball is arguably the best league in the world. What does it mean to have won that title to you in 2022? Because I watched at home and I watched your face, watched you when you came on.
Yeah.
And then your face in that moment. What was going through your head?
Oh, it makes me feel a bit emotional, actually. Like, it's still so fresh. And I think I was just a little bit stunned. I think we knew what we were capable of at the start of the year. But it was the best year of competition that we've ever had. And so I think to be able to have come out on top at the end of what's been the most competitive year in generally what for me has been the best competition is incredible. Yeah, I was really just stunned, and we were just so bloody happy for ourselves, which I think is the most important part.
Because you've had to wait for it, you've had to earn it.
Yeah, it's been a journey. So I've been at West Coast for 6 seasons since the inception of SSN. We finished second last twice. We don't talk about those years. The other 4 years we've made the final series. 3 of those we've made the grand final. And yeah, the 2 previous ones we'd lost. And so third time was a charm.
What a massive, massive moment. It was history in the making. But we've got to say the UK league over here is sensational as well. And your wife, Sarah Francis Bayman, coached Loughborough Lightning to their first ever Super League win in 2021. How proud of her are you?
Yeah, I was literally sat up in my bed in the middle of the night watching the game, crying into the screen. I was incredibly proud. Sarah, I think although she comes across quite relaxed and funny, and like she's just, yeah, like it all comes very easily to her. She works incredibly hard. And yeah, I think it was just culmination of really hard work in actually a really short period of time. So yeah, I was absolutely thrilled to bits. And it's the first and only time I will ever cheer for Loughborough.
You can say it like it is. I like it. But the standard here in the UK is sensational now as well, watching the Super League, which I know you do this year.
Yeah, it has. It's been fantastic. I think what is excellent in general across world netball at the moment is the blend of all nations being able to come and play with and against each other. I think it not only strengthens like whatever domestic league you are playing in, it also strengthens other nations. And as much as I think Australia would probably, you know, tick along being world number one and being undefeated quite happily, actually we want to lift and grow the whole game. We want world netball to be stronger, and we want to build and bring the other nations with us. And I think the Super League does a fantastic job of giving not just the English based girls a great opportunity to step on court and have fantastic competition week after week, but also an opportunity for some internationals to come over and to add their flair and a point of difference,
which we are seeing now much more across the netball world. We're seeing English girls travel to Australia more. Obviously you were ahead of the curve with that, and as you say, the players coming from around the world. And actually we really need that in the sport, because you can't just have the same four teams or the same two teams at the top of a Commonwealth Games table. You want there to be interest and diversity and a bit of jeopardy there.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes as a player, you wish that some games were more one-sided and a little bit easier. But ultimately, we play to compete at our absolute best and against the best. And I think the more opportunity there is to step out on court against world-class people, and it's not just, you know, the top two, three nations, the better it is for the sport of netball.
It's wicked to hear a bit about Sarah from the inside as well, because I've got to say, you're both pretty competitive people. And, you know, the big question is, how did you decide whose surname would go first in the double barrel?
Yeah, okay, good question. So we took a vote. Yeah, we did a vote. Sarah was obviously pushing for alphabetical and that was just the way it should be. Neither of us wanted to give up our name. Neither of us wanted a double barrel because we felt like it was a bit pretentious. So in the end, at the first wedding, which was like in ultimate lockdown mode, there was us plus 13 guests. We did a vote. Sarah was pretty confident because I think she had like 8 guests compared to me having a few less. And people decided that Frances Bayman sounded better than the Bayman Franceses.
I have tried it both ways, actually. She's not going to like this, but it does trip off the tongue better this way.
The people spoke and they were her people, so...
I love that you did a vote. To begin with, I thought you were like, you did a vote with just the two of you. Did that work? But
and then it went to deadlock. And then,
well, look, good for you. And you do know all about winning yourself when it comes to elite netball here in the UK, because you are Team Bath's most decorated Super League player, having played an influential part in all 5 of those wins during your decade, I think, playing for them. Which one was the best?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think the years that you're able to achieve success back to back are like incredibly invaluable. It's so rare that you're a part of an unstoppable team. And I don't think at the time at Bath, we were really aware of the culture that we'd created and the winning that we were a part of. And I think the incredible amount of athletes that we had like around us in terms of strength and depth to not only put out on court, but to train against week in, week out. And so, yeah, I think we definitely didn't take it for granted. But yeah, to be able to look back on and see such a sustained amount of success is incredible. And yeah, I think to be the player that was a part of all 5 of those is pretty special. And for obviously Loughborough to have gotten over Bath in that final that Sarah was coaching helped keep to that nice pub quiz stat. So I'll take it.
The dynamic between you two is so fascinating because there's so much history there. And obviously your relationship now, and massive congratulations on your wedding, because you were one of the 2020 weddings. I know a bit about how that feels as well. But you got there and the pictures were absolutely stunning. That must have just been such a great moment.
Yeah, it was incredible. I think the build-up for anyone who was trying to plan any level of their life in 2020 was just absolute chaos. And we were definitely very flexible and adaptable. And I'd kind of said that my only non-negotiable was that I really wanted my parents there. But my parents and my sister live in Canada, and travel just started to become so unstable. And so then I really struggled, because I'm very strong-minded, to then even just try and compromise with myself around going ahead but without having my parents there, when they do miss such like so much of my life because we're all spread around the world. But ultimately Sarah and I were ready to take that next step in our relationship. We wanted to start our married lives together, and yeah, for the two of us to be able to have done it in the craziest of circumstances and have had such a memorable day, yeah, it was incredible.
Let's talk a little bit about your journey, because you mentioned your parents there, and you've made some really astonishing decisions, and I imagine difficult decisions in your life as well, because when you were 17, you chose to stay in England. And as you say, your parents and your sister emigrated to Canada. So was that to carry on playing netball, to study, and how did you get to that decision?
Yeah, 100%. It was all about the netball. I was late into netball. I started playing when I was about 14, but the progression was really quick. I kind of got talent ID'd for the England underage group teams at 15, and then, yeah, did under 17s and under 19s. And then there was kind of a really large group of us at the time that were talent ID'd to be potentials to go to the 2009 World Youth Cup. And Bath was kind of the only place that you could train and study full time at the time for netball. And so they got me on the hook at a very young age. I knew that I wanted to go to study at Bath University. I wanted to train full time as a netballer. And yeah, the ambition at the time was to go to the 2009 World Youth Cup. And yeah, sat my mum and dad down and wished them luck on their journey and hoped that they were going to be able to wish me luck on mine.
So it wasn't the other way around. You sat them down and said, this is the decision I've come
to. Well, I hijacked their chat. So I remember vividly mum and dad sitting me down and being like, we've got some huge news. Your father and I are emigrating. It's a fantastic opportunity. And I said, that's so great. I'm really excited for you. I'm staying here to play netball.
That is quite outstanding as a 17-year-old to have that forethought about who you wanted to be, what you wanted to do. And then you did it again. So you played in the UK, you played for Team Bath, and then you made the decision to move to Australia. How did that one happen?
Yeah, it is pretty bonkers. But I think when I commit to something, or, you know, there's a carrot dangled in front of me that I can achieve something incredible, I'm, yeah, really all in. I'm a very like black or white person, or yes or no. I was a little on the fence when the opportunity came up to play in SSN. I had taken a break away from the Roses at that time after like a really stressful cycle, and had taken up my first full-time job working in Leeds. Sarah and I were quite early into our relationship, and yeah, I was just feeling quite happy and content away from the court while still playing Super League. But the opportunity came up. Stacey Marinkovic, who's now the Diamonds coach, was the Fever coach. And yeah, she just had such a good vibe about her. I felt like it was a place I'd be able to go and thrive and be myself, but also be challenged, and that it wasn't just going to be for one season. They had, you know, 2 years down on the table, and I'm a very committed person, and I didn't just want to step away from my life for a year and blow everything up without knowing what I'd come back to.
It's so interesting hearing you speak about your journey, because you also have a blog that you write for the club out there, and you said before that you feel empowered by your differences and what sets you apart from others. Tell me about that, because you have had to stand up a number of times in your career and go, right, this is who I am, this is what I stand for.
I'm very stubborn. And I think, yeah, I think just through having such drive and direction around what I've wanted to achieve, and I think also the incredible amount of support that we get off court, we really get a lot of time to soul search and to understand who we are, what our values are, and what strengths we bring to a group environment and the things that we need to work on. And I'm incredibly values driven, and I think those have been challenged over time, you know, in my personal life and also in my professional life. But ultimately, I think by not compromising on what I believe in and making good choices for myself has really led me into some incredible experiences.
Let's talk about the highs and the lows, because again, that's something that you do face in elite sport, and tackling the difficult moments, you know, along with taking those successes. I know you've mentioned already, but those losses that you had with Fever, I think in 18 and then 2020, and also coming out of the 2019 season, maybe you didn't feel that you'd performed quite as you want to. You've said that you've gone on to achieve things that you thought time and circumstances had taken away from you. What does that mean?
I think, you know, having been through that period of overwhelming success at Bath, and then to have hit a bit of a dry patch, and yeah, to have been a part of, I guess, the growth of England netball, but not necessarily the ultimate success, I felt like perhaps that, you know, championships and medals were something that I'd achieved, but I maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to do again. I knew that going out to play in SSN would be a huge opportunity, but I didn't necessarily know, I think, what I would be capable of, or, you know, the chances and opportunities for me to kind of re-enter back into environments that it would mean. So, yeah, I think I was content with what I had achieved already, but so grateful to have been able to, yeah, throw my hat back in all of the rings, domestic and international, and I think continue to put out a really consistent brand of netball, but also to achieve some incredible things too.
Most of the time on Courtside, I like to take people back to a court or a moment that's been significant in their career. But for you, I thought I'd flip it up and do something a little bit different. So we're actually going to look forward to the Commonwealth Games. And I've got a friend who wanted to help me do that. So I've got a little recording for you here. See if I can find it. And I'm going to play this out to you.
Stacey Frances Bateman, what can I say? An absolute pleasure and privilege to have her in our history-making premiership-winning team this season at FIVA. She'd been at the club for a long time and finally got the success that she deserved. What I love most about Stace in our environment is she was an absolute setter and driver of team standards on and off the court. She really drove the quality in everything that she did and made people around her simply better. She played a wonderful role for us throughout the year, whether in a starting position, coming off the bench, or even when she was on the bench, just exemplified what it meant to be the ultimate team player. It was so great that she got to finish her career at West Coast FIVA on the court in that goal defence position with the premiership medal around her neck. I wish Stacey all the best of luck and success at the Commonwealth Games, her home Commonwealth Games. It couldn't get more better than a fairy tale finish in that regard. So go well, Stace, and good luck to all the England girls as well. Special shout out to Northern Ireland and, of course, a little shout out to those green and gold Aussie Diamonds as well. But well done, Stace, on a great career, and I hope that it finishes in emphatic style for you in Birmingham. Go well, play hard, and make sure you bring that relentless Stacey Frances Bateman intensity to the court. It's what you do best. Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Look at that. It's just incredible. All the way from Australia, it's West Coast FIVA head coach and former Northern Ireland coach, Dan Ryan. And this is radio, so I just have to describe to the people that are listening, that has got you in the gut. There's a little tear there.
Yeah, it has. I think I've been so focused like this season to push West Coast FIVA to like that ultimate level of success, knowing that if I was lucky, I'd get the opportunity to kind of do a similar thing in a Roses environment. I'm like really big on kind of being able to like write and tell my story, and it just feels like the stars have aligned so fantastically so far. And yeah, you don't always like get that fairy tale ending, and I just feel so privileged to just be like in the right place at the right time and content knowing that like it will all be over soon.
Which Dan mentioned there, we are going to talk about as well, because obviously you have told everybody that you are going to retire after this Commonwealth Games. But Dan was so keen to do that. I got in touch with him yesterday and he was like, yeah, mate.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, mate.
Almost.
You know, he was so keen to do that and to express what you have meant inside that team, and also to look forward and think about the courts that are still coming your way, because there is still time. And I had a quick look on your Instagram, which is just wonderful, because your bio, it lists all your accolades. So 2 bronze medals at the World Cup, Commonwealth Games bronze, 78 caps for England, Bath Hall of Fame. But then at the bottom in really big capital letters, it just says Brummy.
Yeah.
And I thought that is absolutely superb. And this is going to be your 3rd Com Games, and it's a home Com Games. What does it mean to represent England in your home city?
It's absolutely wild. Yeah, I think the story of my journey with the Roses has been like an absolute roller coaster. But to just have the opportunity to put on the dress again, having not been a part of the team that won a gold medal on the Gold Coast, but for it to be back in that environment, but in Birmingham, which really is a huge part of my identity and means an awful lot to me, even though I have been away from there for so long. It's incredible. Like, I am actually really happy.
I can see the
smile.
It's
a joyful time. I'm fine.
I'm still going. And don't worry, we will instill that focus back in you for
training
before I break you with this interview. But the NEC itself, do you know the court down there?
We've had some internationals there, but yeah, I'm not like overly familiar. But I think wherever, you find a Brummy crowd, it's just unreal. I think the feeling and the support that you get is so incredible. And I know that I found a huge home away from home at West Coast FIVA. And I think just through being myself, I felt so well supported through everything that I did. And I think hopefully to kind of be able to have that experience as a team in not just Birmingham, but in England, and be supported going in as a team that is the reigning gold medalists, is yeah, it's wild. It's really exciting. And I think it just shows what a journey England netball has been on as a whole. And I've loved the experience. I feel so privileged to have played the game at the time that I have done. Yeah, it's been incredible.
That's going to be a massive court to be courtside on, isn't it? The crowd there, I think, are going to be quite overwhelming. We do have a chance, though, with you to get the inside scoop. And I want to know about Stacey Marinkovic, because yes, you train with her. She is the Australian head coach. Like, what do you think we need to look out for in that Aussie team?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Stace is so diligent. She does all of the work. She's incredibly passionate and committed about what she does. And I remember being in the hub and her sitting down and telling us all that she'd been appointed as the Diamonds coach. And that obviously it would mean she'd be able to do another season of FIBA, but she'd be stepping away. And everyone was really happy and congratulating her. And I went up and I gave her a hug and I was like, this makes me feel so good because I know exactly how you think. And she looked horrified, like literally her face dropped as if to be like, we've got an enemy in and amongst us, and I didn't realise it. But no, she's an incredible person, and I know that she's like really tactically astute and is very big on stats. Like, our video analyst from West Coast Fever is also the Diamonds analyst, and they will have information on everything and everyone, and will have done the homework. So yeah, they have a lot of pressure on their shoulders, I think. I know that they won't have been happy in the way in which they performed and the emptiness of their cabinet at the moment, but they are number one in the world for a reason, and they are just unflappable in pressurised situations, and this is one of the ultimate pressurised situations for international netball.
For the first time in international netball, we're saying the world champs are New Zealand and the Com champs are England. You know, that's always been an Australian name somewhere in there, so they will come out fighting, I'm sure. But I definitely feel that you are our secret weapon, because not only do you know about Australia, but you've got a bit of access to Scotland as well.
Yes, this is very true. I have said that to Sarah, that there will be no love lost at the tournament, although we are on opposite sides of the draw. So yeah, there'll be some tough decisions to make perhaps when we if we find ourselves outside of the groups facing against each other. But I like to think that she knows where her bread's buttered, so we'll see.
Will you see her through the Commonwealth Games? Is that allowed? Because you're married, but she's with Tamsin Greenway coaching for Scotland. So are you allowed to like cross camps?
I think once we're in the into our kind of part of the village, I think the rules are a little bit more relaxed. Everyone will have gone through the COVID testing system. We obviously cross over at food halls and things like that. I think I would probably try and just stay in the Roses bubble. Like, it is wonderful, I think, to have a support network around you. And obviously she will be so close and she'll be right there. But yeah, I think it's important that we both make the absolute most of the opportunities that we have. It's a huge experience for her to be coaching in a Commonwealth Games. And yeah, an incredibly big experience as well for me to be playing in my final Commonwealth Games.
And a couple of big questions coming your way then, because you have announced that you are going to retire at the end of the Commonwealth Games. No! What has been your outstanding moment for England netball so far? Because there's still time to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, my answer to that question is usually, I don't feel like I've had it yet. Like, I really just want to be able to like make history with this group, to step out on court and show a level of consistency and ability to perform under pressure when it matters. Yeah, England has been pushing and improving, and I was certainly a part of a team that when we used to step out on court against Australia or New Zealand, you were fearful and you felt like you weren't in the same league. But I think there's evidence and also a huge amount of respect amongst the top nations at netball at the moment. And so for me, that's really exciting, and I want to just be able to do the dress proud and show what the team is made of.
And I know that you've got your mind on the Commonwealth Games very much so, but I just want to look slightly ahead of that until you refocus and say, you have said that is the end of elite netball for you. What's next for Stacey Francis-Bayman?
Yeah, that's a good question. I keep saying housewife, but Sarah doesn't have a job at the minute. So I think one of us has to be employed so the other one can take care of the home. But yeah, I had been really forward focused, and I'd already applied for like 3 jobs and had interviewed for one. But I think I probably just need to give myself a moment to just decompress. We do have a honeymoon scheduled in, so I'm really looking forward to that, to get away. And then, yeah, I think just not jump straight back on another hamster wheel, just really live in the moment for a little while.
Well, all the very best with it. And that's what you think's coming next for Stacey Frances Bateman. But what's actually coming next is 3 seconds or less.
Okay.
Which is the part of the podcast where I'm going to fire at you some quick fire questions,
yeah,
and you have 3 seconds or less to answer them. And we're going to feature Bert on the podcast because he's got such a huge personality within the England netball setup. We know about him now. He's a yellow bouncy ball with a great big smiley face. So we're just going to reposition here for 3 seconds or less. And we were thinking, how are we going to record it? And then we thought, challenge her again. See whether she can hold the mic in one hand and bounce Bert with the other hand.
How
do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can give it a crack.
Let's give it a crack. So you stand yourself up and grab Bert. He's on a chair over there. So when we're not touching him, there he is. She's moved into place. We can hear Bert going up and down on the terrace floor here.
It's a very uneven surface, but we might do.
But she's going for it. She's going for it. So here we are. Stacey Frances Bateman, answer these quickfire questions in 3 seconds or less. What's your favourite board game?
Scrabble.
Do you have a bad habit?
Being overly critical of myself and others.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Favourite yoga move?
Crow.
She's doing it now. It's wonderful. And now she's bouncing Bert once again. What is your pre-match mantra?
I have a training diary. So a lot of the work and prep is put down in the training diary. So I record. This isn't 3 seconds by any means. But I record how I'm feeling physically, mentally. I then set myself some goals and challenges for on the court, and then I'm able to come back and review that afterwards.
So wow. Well, look, when you've retired, go back over all of those and have a read. Brilliant stuff. What's your guilty pleasure?
Just trashy TV.
Superb. Who is your role model?
My dad.
What don't we know about Stacey Frances Bateman?
That I'm allergic to all animals with fur.
We did not know that.
Yeah.
And that's quite problematic for you, I imagine.
No pets, yeah.
No pets. And the big one. Is it scone or scone?
A scone.
Yeah, I go scone.
Yeah.
I go scone. Beautiful. We're going to be friends for a long time. Well done. You have survived 3 seconds or less. Well done indeed. And I think we've done that just in time, haven't we? Because it's time for you to go and join your teammates ahead of the Com Games kitting out session. Is that right?
Yeah, I've never been to a kitting out before. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. It should be good.
Well, obviously, we're going to be there as well, ferreting around. But it has been so good to talk to you. Huge congratulations on a massive career that we've just taken a little while to reflect on just sections of. And best of luck for the Commonwealth Games. You are going to retire at the end of this one. But go and have the most fantastic time in your home city.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
So I've headed down to the Team England kitting out session in Loughborough, and we're in quite a spacious sort of conference room that has been decked out with loads of Team England branding. It says Team England, bring it home. And there are red and white squishy chairs everywhere. There's stands with water bottles with branding on as well. And there's a changing room just around the corner, because this is where all the different athletes are going to get their kit. I think that women's rugby came through this morning, and there's obviously more to go as well. And I'm with a netballer who's really experienced in this, because she's doing it for the sixth time, and there can't be many athletes that can say that. And to be honest, her stats are astonishing. She's got 153 England caps to date. She was first selected for the Roses in the year 2000, making her debut against New Zealand aged just 16. She's got a CBE for services to netball, and alongside Barbados's Latonia Blackman, she's the longest serving international netballer, with 2022 marking the sixth time, say it for the third time, the sixth time she's represented England at the Commonwealth Games. It's England netball legend Jeeva Mentor. Welcome to courtside.
Hello, thank you for having me. God, that was a great intro. Appreciated that. You make me feel very old as well, but I still feel like a kid in a candy store here and being at Team England and kidding out the kit. I think actually this is probably one of my first times I've actually been through this, because for Gold Coast, all the Aussie-based athletes were over in Australia, so the kit got brought out to us. And the times before that, it's been very much here's your kit and here you go, where it's a very professional run system this time, which is exciting.
So that's really interesting. I thought you'd have been through this process 6 times, but in fact, previously you've just been given some kit. So talk us through what you've actually done in the changing room next door.
Yeah, I mean, obviously COVID time, so we've been split up. Unfortunately, we couldn't come through as a whole team, but we've been split into 2 groups of 6. We've come on through. We've had a really beautiful presentation. It was delivered by Denise Lewis about how the kit's been made, what's gone into it, the extra detail. Then we went through, we got to try on all our kit. And can I just mention that I'm not a shopper and I had a personal shopper today. So it was pretty exciting being in the changing rooms and having someone just going, can I have this size? Can I have that size? And chucking my clothes on the floor. I felt like I was a high fashionista there. But it was great to be able to actually put on the kit. We're allowed to take a few pictures. So of course my camera was going snap, 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 snap. Snapchat got hit. TikTok will probably get hit later.
Are you allowed to put those photos out now?
I think we are. Okay. There's been no embargo. So you know what? If you don't hear that word, then away you go.
If not, it's Scoot from Jiva Mental.
Exactly. Here you go. Here's our kit. Here's what's happening. The great thing this time is we've actually had a tailor in. And so for all us netballers with the long arms and long legs, if the kit doesn't fit, we can go, can we have a few more inches on that? And that's wonderful. So that's been exciting. And we come through a few headshots. The actual lounge here is great because it's got, I think it's like a Nintendo Wii and a few fun games and things that you can do just to keep us occupied.
And obviously you have been playing out in Australia. We watch you playing in the SSN over there. What's it like to come back into the England setup?
This has to be the best transition I've had actually coming back. I got to have a week in Bournemouth with my mum, which was fantastic, particularly because of the weather. And Bournemouth, I felt like I was in the Mediterranean. It was absolutely beautiful. And I think that just helped me get over my jet lag, get into a bit of a routine. And then the excitement to actually get to see my teammates, who the announcement was all over Zoom because we were all over the world. So actually to finally catch up with everybody. It's like a mother's group. There's just conversations left, right and centre, particularly at dinner times. The card games come out. Joe's starting all the games we're doing as pre-warm-ups, and it's just a really great vibe. And I mean, all credit to our training partners as well. They're here and ready to step in at any point as well, and they've just been fantastic with the vibe.
Let me take you back, because that's what we do on Courtside, is just think about a couple of memories. And the one that I want to mention to you is the 2018 big win. What did it feel like to you? Because when I watch you, you're really cool and calm. And defenders, you know, there can be quite a lot of contact, but you're known in the game for actually being a really clean player. So that moment when you got to go, we've won, like, what was that like?
Pure elation. And the memory is still very firmly lives with me through every day, to be honest. It was so exciting. It was just the fact that we've been kind of obviously working towards this, and with a group of athletes that we've been together for a while, for so long, and we've always spoke about being able to talk the talk, but could we walk the walk? And to finally seal the deal was just amazing. And I think for me, being able to look around and see all my teammates and the emotion, the pure emotion of we've done it. And yes, I am the cool head. I feel like I need to be the cool and calm, collected one at the back as goalkeeper. I have all the eyes and I connect everyone through. But it was probably the Jamaica game in the semi-finals beforehand, and I did a little sissy jump at their transverse line once the whistle had gone and we had won. And that's when I knew that my emotions were starting to get the better of me. And then it was just that grind through the Aussie game. I actually can't remember an awful lot of the actual game. It's only through watching back at the video. And then afterwards, just being able to locate your nearest teammate and jump on them. The pile on that we had was just phenomenal, and the pictures that were captured afterwards, it's only when you look back at that that it really gives you the goosebumps.
I was definitely worried about the person at the bottom of the pylon.
I think I was one of them. So
yeah, we're one of them.
Yeah, I didn't care. Happy to be there.
Well, the last question I want to ask you is to do with a little photograph that I've got to show you as because this is quite cute. I want to know,
oh my gosh,
look at this, if you can spot yourself there. So this is a sort of team photograph. And do you know what year that was?
Is this my very first Comm Games? Is this 2002?
Well, what are the other famous faces you can see in there?
Oh my gosh, look at this. So what we have here is Jess, who was my roommate at my very first Comm Games, is obviously now coach. We've got the assistant coach, Sonia, who's in this. And we've also got our specialist coach, Libby, who's in there. And some familiar faces from Tracy Nev, old coach, Naomi, Karen, Alex Astor. Oh my gosh. It's actually quite interesting. The girls were asking me on the way down who was in that team, and I was trying to recall all the players, and to actually see a photo is phenomenal. And you look at all these faces, and actually at training yesterday, the girls are all sat on the bench getting a sip of water, and the coaches are lining up, and I'm looking at the coaches thinking, what an absolute superstar studded coaching lineup we've got there with Jess, Sonia, Olivia, and obviously Liana, who used to play for the Silver Ferns. We are so fortunate, and I'm honoured that I played with a lot of those ladies and are now coaching me now.
And I think that link is really important for the team, and we know as fans that you are a really big part of that. Where would you like to see netball go?
Oh, above and beyond, to be honest. Obviously, the Super League's making great steps here in the UK. I think if that can really bolster up and come fully professional, really support these girls, because at the moment they are still having to juggle uni and work alongside of that. I mean, we've seen what it's done for SSN and the athletes over in Australia, and being able to be fully professional, to really get sponsors and endorsements behind these girls, because they will do work so hard. But at the end of the day, you're only going to be as good as your foundation. So the more that we can obviously have that time to be able to give back to our community, building up the roots, building up back to netball, building up boys in netball, I just think it's so healthy, and I'm a big advocate for this sport, and it's brought me so much joy for me personally. Whether I go down an elite route after post career, I doubt it. I very much want to be bringing the fun, getting people into the sport, because it's just provided me with so many opportunities, and I want to be able to do that for others.
Well, look, it's been such an absolute joy to talk to you. The fans out there cannot wait for this home Commonwealth Games, and just so many people wishing you and Team England all the very best, from fans to community netballers to mixed teams to other athletes that we've seen here today as well, and some really famous voices as well, just like this one.
Hey girls, it's Claire Balding here. I just wanted to say good luck for the Commonwealth Games, and I will never forget and will always treasure what the England netball team managed to do at the Commonwealth Games in Australia. I'm still sort of lost in wonder. It was so good. One of the sporting moments of my lifetime in terms of watching and, you know, wanting something to happen so much. And at least I won't have to get up at 3 a.m. to watch you this time, or whatever hour it was. And I just want to say, enjoy it, savour every moment, and know how much we are all willing you on. Good luck.
Claire, brilliant to hear from her ahead of the games. And wow, what a big day. Started off in Nottingham, now in Loughborough, and we are all kitted out. I've popped outside after spending a brilliant afternoon watching the team pick up those dresses. And don't worry, before you ask, I didn't manage to pilfer any kit. I have left that to the professionals. But it's just going to be a stunning summer of sport. We cannot wait to share it with you. As always, you can get in touch using the hashtag ENCourtside. If you've got a special message for the team, you can send that along using Twitter, Instagram, by Pigeon, you know, whatever you use. And if you fancy watching Team England step out to defend that historic gold medal with a load of other netball nuts, then England Netball have teamed up with a series of venues creating screening hubs right across the UK. So London, Birmingham, Alderley Edge and Nottingham, they've all got them. Head over to the England Netball website to find out more. I will see you next time. Make sure you keep it courtside, when I've just got two words for you: Commonwealth Games.